Palestinians threw firebombs at two churches in the West Bank town of Nablus. A group called the Lions of Monotheism claimed responsibility, saying the attacks were in protest against the Pope's remarks about Islam. The firebombs caused no injuries or serious damage. Palestinian Christian leaders played down the attacks as isolated incidents. Victor Batarsa, the Christian mayor of Palestinian-ruled Bethlehem, says relations between Muslims and Christians are good.
We have been living here together for hundreds of years and will keep living together as good neighbors and good friends forever.
On Friday, 2,000 Palestinians held a protest in Gaza, accusing the Pope of leading a new crusade against the Muslim world. Palestinians and other Muslims are furious over these remarks by Pope Benedict.
Und inhumanes finden wir dies, dass er vorgeschrieben hat, den Glauben, den er predigte, durch das Schwert zu verbreiten.
During a trip to his native Germany, the Pope cited a medieval text that describes some of the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad as evil and inhuman. It objects to jihad or holy war and Muhammad's command to spread the Muslim faith by the sword. The Vatican issued a statement Saturday saying Pope Benedict is sorry that Muslims found his speech offensive. He expressed respect for their faith, saying Muslims worship the only God. But that may not quell the outrage. Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood said the Pope's statement does not go far enough. The Brotherhood, which has inspired Islamic movements across the Arab world, said the Pope made a grave mistake which can only be corrected by a personal apology. At the non-aligned summit in Havana, Cuba, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf had this to say.
Our strategy must clearly oppose the sinister tendencies to associate terrorism with Islam and discrimination against Muslims.
The rage unleashed by Benedict's comments has raised fears of violent anti-Western protests, like those that followed the publication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in a Danish newspaper in February. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.